hope you're all doing great. Thank you for joining us again. Okay, so I just want to talk generally about life. There are times when we expect things and it doesn't come the way we expect it. I'll just talk, give myself as an instance. Okay, for example, I was in serious, as in heavy, horrible traffic. So while on transit, our driver bought sweet. There's this sweet, I don't know, it doesn't have a name. The name is, I think, is written in Chinese. And from what he said it has ginseng or something. So okay, when you see sweet, everybody loves sweet. Me, I was like, okay, he was giving me the sweet. I said, initially, as a woman, I know that you will just be doing shakara. No, because the traffic was heavy, we just wanted something to use and just while away time. I said, sweet, okay. I collected it reluctantly and all of that, and only for me to take it close to my mouth. You know, the aroma from the sweet, you know, is something that I wasn't perceiving a good one. I was like, no. Take. I don't want. And he was like, I should just try and put it inside my mouth. I said, for goodness sake, this thing, I'm not perceiving something good. He said, okay, I should just manage and swallow it, and that I will ask for another one. I was like, in my heart, ask for another one. Okay, this thing that is smelling like this. Oh my God. Lo and behold. I took this sweet. Before that sweet could finish, I was like, what did you say is the name of this sweet? You know? And he started laughing. I was like, I told you. And I was really, really longing for more. But then, I had to share this story so that, just to encourage someone. Maybe you're giving up on life. Maybe you are at the point where you feel you are discouraged. You feel what is coming to you is not. It's not what I really. Specifically now with regards to marriage. Not just marriage. There could also be business partners that are coming your way. And you're like, this is not the kind of business I want to do. You don't even know the multi-million dollars that will come out of that business venture. Honestly. Just me looking at it, you're like, no, you just like me, you know. I took up the sweet and I'm like, smelling. The aroma wasn't nice, but when I obeyed, let me use that word, obeyed, I had to put it inside my mouth. I mean, it was amazing. That was how Oliver Twist. I did not ask her, but I was given another one. Because definitely you will know that so that's how life is. That's how life is. It doesn't play out on our own terms. It doesn't play out the way we actually want it. Maybe, who knows, you could be led to go and start frying akara by the roadside. And you're like, no. Maybe you've been told to go and sell moi to a particular company. You're like, oh, I'm asking for a job. I'm asking for an NMPC job. And I'm like, I can't do this. It's smelling. Maybe you need to, you know, you need to do some dirty things that are legal that will fetch you good money. Like, no. You just need to get your hands dirty. Like, no, it's not for people like me. You know? And God might be using me to tell you, you could be making a mistake. Or maybe you also want to get married and you're like, this guy that is coming. He might be smelling broke, or he might have maybe he has anger problems. And you're like, no, work on yourself. You too, have you worked on yourself? Are you perfect? Do you have everything in stock? We are all imperfect beings. He could be smelling anger. As long as his anger does not lead to violence. I'm not making excuses for people that get angry. No, not at all. I'm just saying that we are all imperfect. We are all humans. To the extent that you can tolerate one another, to the extent that you can accommodate the person, I mean, go ahead. There is no one that's... They said no one was born with a silver spoon. Or they said some were born with silver spoons, but then someone worked for it. So if you've been envying maybe your friends that are possibly maybe their husbands are so worldly, you too, you can be a worldly woman. Who says you can't? You can. Make your money and date whoever you want to date and marry whoever you want to marry. It's not about the money, that's where you're entering the marriage or the relationship. It's all about what you're going to share in common with the person. So whatever thing that your mind could be leading you to, stop looking at, you know, the aroma. Maybe it's not, you're not perceiving a good word. You can try. You can try swallowing that sweet and see if it will not turn out well. You can try. Everything in life is worth trying. There's no harm in trial. There's no harm in trial. This is to encourage you to pick up the pieces of your life and give life another trial. Don't give up on your dreams. Pursue your dreams. Get back on the track and you will be amazed the marks you will leave. I hope we got so much value from this. Thank you. Until I come over again, I remain your uncle, Her Excellency. Thank you.